Namaskaram dear listeners and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. Today we have a bhajan adoring our Bhagwan as Lord Krishna, and just like Lord Krishna, this bhajan too is simply enchanting. This is how the first line of the bhajan flows.
Gopal Govinda, Govinda Hare Murari.
So in the next 45 minutes, we will spend time learning the tune of the bhajan, the beat of the bhajan, and then we will also discuss the significance of every word of this bhajan. And in the end, we will listen to how this bhajan sounds when sung in the Sanctum Sanctorum of Prashant Nilayam. So let's get started with the lyrics.
Gopala Govinda, Govinda Hare Murare, Mayura Mukuta Pitambara Dhari, Brindavana Sanchari. Gopala Govinda, Govinda Hare Murare, Shankha Chakra Gada Padma Dhari, Krishna Mukunda Murari. Gopala Govinda, Govinda Hare Murare. This bhajan is being sung in the scale G Pancham.
Now that you're familiar with the lyrics, here comes the interesting part of learning how to sing this bhajan. As you listen to every line of this bhajan sung very slowly without any musical accompaniments, you too please follow, enjoy, and get into the flow of the tune of this bhajan.
Gopala Govinda, Govinda Hare Murare. 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 Mayura Mukuta Pitambara Dhari, Mayura Mukuta Pitambara Dhari, Mayura Mukuta Pitambara Dhari, Mayura Mukuta Pitambara Dhari, Brindavana Sanchari, Brindavana Sanchari, Brindavana Sanchari, Brindavana Sanchari. Gopala Govinda, Govinda Hare Murare. Gopala Govinda, Govinda Hare Murare. Shankha Chakra Gada Padma Dhari, 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 Krishna Mukunda Murari, Krishna Mukunda Murari, Sai Krishna Mukunda Murari, Sai Krishna Mukunda Murari. Gopala Govinda, Govinda Hare Murari.
So
So that's the sweet, simple, soothing bhajan on Lord Krishna. And let us spend some time just to know how the bhajan came into being. What are the swaras that came together? It's a very simple tune, but very lively and very beautiful. So easy to learn, so easy to follow. Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the composition of this bhajan?
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
As you rightly said, it's a very sweet namavali. The moment you hear this bhajan, you get... Actually, the bhajan inspires you to follow because yes. It's that simple.
Yes.
There are no complicated variations or swaras. It's just the namavali is Govinda, Krishna Mukunda Murari, Gopala Govinda, and put a beautiful tune to it so that everybody can follow this. And the raga is almost, it sounds like Shankaravarna at the first instant, in the sense you have all the Shuddha notes. Sare ga ma pa da. There is a difference from Shankaravarnam. Ni, the ni is komal. Sa ni da ba ma ga re sa ni sa. But it is not that much emphasized that ni is there, so it is deviated from Shankaravarnam, because all the lines have majority of the Shuddha notes apart from the ni. So it may sound like Shankaravarnam, or there is a raga Hari Kamboji in the Carnatic classical music where you have the ni, the komal ni coming into picture. So you have in many of our bhajans you have the mix of the Shuddha ni,
ni sa,
and
ni sa.
So we have many such bhajans, so it's very tough to classify that it exactly this composition belongs to that raga, because as we always say that bhajans are inspired by the
bhava, not the raga.
Yes, exactly. So there may be two or three ragas associated with it. So coming to this, the similar bhajans as I was mentioning.
Bada chitta chora Vrindavana sanchara, Gopala Gopala He Murali Gopala, Nanda Nandana Hari Govinda Gopala, Ghanashyam Manamohana.
Means these are all the bhajans which sound peppy.
Yes.
And you can classify them as similar sounding bhajans.
Gopala Govinda,
the very first line sounds like starting the bhajan.
Gopala Radhe Krishna.
Yes.
Govinda Govinda Gopala, Gopala Gopala Radhe Nandalala, Bhajamana Govinda Gopala.
So all sound in the very yes. bright and energetic bhajans.
Yes.
Simple namavalis.
Absolutely.
In fact, we had done a vintage bhajan.
Ravi Kola Mandana Rajivalochana Raghava,
which is yet another vibrant bhajan on the Shuddha notations of Shankaravarnam or Hari Kamboj.
So shall we go ahead and do the swaras?
Yes. So let's take the first line.
Gopala Govinda, Govinda Hare Murare, Sarigama Gari Sani Sare, Nipapani Nini Sari Gari Sa.
1, 2, 3.
Sarigama Gari Sani Sare, Nipapani Nini Sari Gari Sa. Mayura Mukuta Pitambara Dhari, Papa Pada Pamagama Papa Papa.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Papa Pada Pamagama Papa Papa. Vrindavana Sanchari, Madadani Dava Magamapa.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Madadani Dava Magamapa.
Again we come back to
Gopala Govinda,
followed by
Shankha Chakra Gada Padmadhari Krishna Mukunda Murari,
which follow the same set of swaras as what we discussed just now.
Yeah, I mean the tune is the same. We have again new set of lyrics and dhari and the same sort of feel of the lyrics.
Yes.
Beautiful. So we'll do the beat.
Yes, the beat of this bhajan is the regular 8 beat, Aditalam or Kaherva in the classical music. Let's have the count.
Gopala Govinda, Govinda Hare Murare.
Gopala Govinda, Govinda Hare Murare.
Mayura Mukuta Pitambara Dhari,
Mayura Mukuta Pitambara Dhari.
Vrindavana Sanchari,
Vrindavana Sanchari.
Gopala Govinda, Govinda Hare Murare.
Gopala Govinda, Govinda Hare Murare.
Shankha Chakra Gada Padmadhari,
Shankha Chakra Gada Padmadhari.
Krishna Mukunda Murari,
Krishna Mukunda Murari.
Sai Krishna Mukunda Murari,
Sai Krishna Mukunda Murari.
Gopala Govinda, Govinda Hare Murare.
Really such a sweet addition to our repertoire of Sai Bhajan. So really grateful to Swami that he allowed us to bring this back, bhajan back into our consciousness. Thank you so much, Anirudh, Arvind Sai and Anand.
Thank you, Bishu.
Sai Ram. So with that, we are done with the technicalities of this bhajan. And now, let's spend some time ruminating on what this bhajan conveys to us. And we will do this through a conversation. I had the opportunity to speak to Brother Anand Kumar, who serves as assistant professor in the Department of Biosciences in the Vrindavan campus of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, someone who is very deeply interested in bhajans and who mentors the students in bhajan singing in the Vrindavan campus of Bhagwan's college. So here is the conversation about this bhajan with Brother Anand Kumar. Sai Ram, Brother Anand, and welcome to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom.
Sai Ram, Brother. Thanks so much for this opportunity.
So we have a lovely Krishna bhajan. How did it feel when you heard this bhajan?
It's a new one. I have not heard it. First time I heard it and I said, wow, it's such a sweet tune.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we've been trying to do in the vintage bhajan classrooms, to bring back all those wow bhajans from the yesteryears.
Yes.
Yeah. And when you think about its lyrics, you have the same simple lyrics, just like all these vintage bhajans. You never have much of anything other than namavalis.
Right.
Just how Swami always wanted bhajans to be just the names of the Lord, and you have the common names of Krishna, and also so beautifully they are aligned in this bhajan. You know, you have Mayura Mukuta Pitambara Dhari, Sankha Chakra Gada Padma Dhari, and I thought very beautiful ways how the Lord has been described since times immemorial.
Yes.
So if you start with Gopala Govinda, Bhagwan on so many occasions has mentioned about the meaning of Gopala as someone who takes care of not just literally the cows as people generally think. Gopala is the one who is the one who looks after the cow, Swami has mentioned. In fact, Sanskrit is such a profound language. There is so much contained in so little in Sanskrit. It is one of those languages which is absolutely power-packed and compact.
True.
So, in one word can have so many meanings. And I remember during my student days, during the discourse, Bhagwan would say, go means Mother Earth. Go means the cow. Go means all the living beings.
Living beings, yeah.
All the jivas, jivatmas, and you know. So there are so many meanings like that. Every word of Sanskrit can be viewed through 8 forms of Sanskrit grammar, and each word, when viewed through each form of grammar, can give 9 meanings. So potentially every word in Sanskrit has 81 meanings.
My God. Divine 9, yes.
So, I mean, that's the beauty of Sanskrit, and that is why every name of the Lord, you know, when you view through the Sanskrit language, is so, so profound. So, you know, talking about Gopala and Govinda, of course, it's always so heartening. You connect with the word when you think of the Lord as someone who is a caretaker, the one who has looked after me,
definitely
looked after us.
Yes. Yeah, a beautiful incident that comes to my mind as a personal one, wherein Swami paid my hostel fees.
Mm-hmm.
I was in my second year undergraduate in Vrindavan. That year I wanted my sister to join Anantapur campus. My parents were working very hard to make the ends meet. So I was just telling Swami, if you pay my fees, then I can ask my mother to pay for my sister's fees. So therefore it will be a little less burden on my parents. Then how do I make it happen? So that question was there. I had to pray to him. One of my senior brothers told me, like, if you read Shirdi Sai Satcharita Parayanam for a week, anything you want will be fulfilled. So when we came here from Prashantalayam during the Dasara, we had a week's time here. So I decided to do the Parayanam. So I told Swami, this is the reason why I am doing this Parayanam. So I finished the 7 days. Then I thought on day 8, there will be some indication from Swami. There wasn't any. On day 9, when we were about to go home, I got a call from one of the teachers. He was distributing the post that had arrived from Vrindavan that day. And he gave me an envelope. I was thinking, who is writing me a letter now? Because anyway, I am going home. My parents or my sisters would write. I am going home. Who is writing to me? So I open the cover. I see a yellow color receipt.
Mm-hmm.
That receipt is my fees paid in Vrindavan on day 7 when I completed the Parayanam here in Parthi.
Oh.
And it has gotten sent by the post, and I am receiving it on day 9 here in Prashantalayam.
Wow.
And like...
Paid it?
I went and asked the accountant. He said, sir, 100 people come here every day. I can't keep track of who all come in here. Your fees is paid. No, sir. Why don't... Leave me alone. You go and do your studies. So I don't know how it got done. I could not probe any further. And after that, Bhagavan did not stop there. Like, see, the mother is like unconditional love. He extended for the rest of my studies.
Oh.
I never had to pay. I never told the warden or the teachers. Only a couple of my friends knew. I told my mother and father. They were like in tears when they heard
it. So every semester when you go for paying your fees, and it is already paid.
I never brought my fees. I never, 15 days into the semester, all the receipts will be put up in the letter boxes. I would just go collect mine from my letter box.
But didn't you wonder how it is happening?
I approached the accountant a few times. I asked him, sir, who has done it? Then he said, see, I know I have written the receipt. I don't know who has come and who has given. I don't know. It is their record. Therefore, that's all. So, there are mysterious ways he does. Like, that is how protective, like...
Yes.
And the mother did not even acknowledge, see, I took care of this. Like, why should he even say that, right? So beautiful, so protective, like, your thoughts. He just takes care to that level. That, yeah.
So I think that was one moment when you would have felt that, you know, every prayer to the Lord...
Yes.
Reaches him. And he responds.
Yes.
And he responds in the most beautiful and unexpected way.
Yes.
In ways which leaves you absolutely zapped.
Yes.
Wow. I think, you know, when everyone sings this bhajan, when we all sing, you know, Gopala, Govinda, I think we all have such moments in our lives, you know, when suddenly from nowhere something just happens and you don't know how it happened. And it's so beautiful to think about those moments, to be thankful for those moments when we are singing this line, isn't it?
Definitely.
Gopala Govinda, mean, just sing it very happily. You know, sing it with that joy, that thank you that you are there.
Yes.
Thank you. Every time we sing Gopala, we just say, thank you Lord that you are there. And you know, Hare means again someone who takes away our sorrows. And just like, you know, you just prayed that, you know, you please look after this little thing about my fees. And he didn't take care of only that semester, but he took care of till the time you were studying.
Yes. And he also blessed my sisters, both of them, to join the campus.
Oh, wow.
So that is another beautiful thing. Maybe if I extend it further, just 3-4 years back, my mother happened to meet an astrologer in some place, and that person asked her, like, how many children you have and all that. And then he looked at where were these 3 children around this point of time, he asked.
Mm-hmm.
Around the year 99 to 2001. Then my mother said, see, they were in Satya Sai College. Then he said, based on my calculations, if they were all under the same roof, that would have been the worst time of their life.
Mm-hmm.
It is a Divya Shakti that has taken them apart and then kept it under its protection. Now, we have not even known, so we have not even prayed.
Mm.
So, the Lord's protection is even beyond your prayers.
Yes.
There are certain things that you can ask because you are in the need of it.
Mm.
So, about all the prayers that you have not even required, you did not even know you had to pray, He is beyond there.
Yes.
So, that is how protective the Lord is.
In fact, it just reminds me of, you know, the cow. The cow is such a innocent, such a pious, such a sattvic animal, and you know, the cow will not be able to express anything to the Lord, what it needs.
Right.
And here you have the Lord, when we say Gopala, you know, you don't have to even open your mouth and say.
Don't even have to ask.
An animal will not, you know, an animal cannot speak and ask the Lord that way. But, you know, if only you have that sattvic feeling, like the cow, which is such a sattvic animal, if you just have a pure thought, then, you know, the Lord will absolutely take care of it. You don't even have to ask, because we really also don't know many times how to ask. We don't know what is...
What to ask.
We really don't know what is coming in our lives in the future, just like you mentioned, you know. You just leave a pure thought and he looks after.
Yes.
Wow. Gopala, Govinda, Govinda, Hare Murari, and, you know, he takes away, and that's what Hare Murari is all about. And Mura is a demon, and Krishna vanquished, so I would like to think that how he vanquishes all those demons of obstacles in our lives, you know.
Right.
He takes away all those things in our life that are hurdles in our journey to Him. Maira Mukuta Pitambara Dhari. Again, such a beautiful phrase, you know. The only, immediately the scene that imagery that fills your mind is one of beauty, isn't it?
Yes.
Maira Mukuta Pitambara Dhari.
How beautiful is a peacock feather? You look at it like Bhagwan describes. Can an artist reproduce this?
Absolutely, yes.
Impossible. Impossible for any artist to reproduce it.
Yes.
And
Swami mentions that who put that red beak on the parrot?
Yeah.
You know, who made the eyes of the peacock so beautiful?
Right. And Mukuta, like, he continued to have his crown even when he was in this avatar. He had such a beautiful crown of hair like no other avatar had.
Most beautiful.
Most beautiful. And nobody, whoever had donned that hair, nobody had that kind of silky, smooth, free-flowing, and so beautiful. And when he would play with his hair and he would adjust it, that is that crown. Like, definitely, that is beautiful crown.
Yes. Mayura Mukuta Pitambara Dhari. Pitambara Dhari means, you know, so many darshan sessions when Bhagwan emerged on wearing the yellow robe.
Yeah. On Guru Purnima.
Sometimes on Krishnastami. In fact, on 83rd birthday, on the golden chariot, Swami came on the beautiful golden throne wearing yellow. That's what comes to your mind.
Yes. And in Bhagavatam, it is said, we are expected to meditate on the formless Brahman. Now, the Brahman has no form, and Vedavyasa, in all his compassion, beautifully portrays Krishna as the Neela Megha Shyamala with the Pitambaradhari. So now you have a form on which you can meditate.
Wow.
So the blue color is Krishna.
Neela Megha is blue, and blue represents infinity.
Yes.
The and sky is blue, ocean is blue. Yes.
And then his Pitambar.
Yes.
So what a beautiful contrast.
Combination. Yeah, yeah, blue and yellow. Wow. Amazing. Amazing. It's a divine that you cannot describe in words, describe in images, because he's infinite. But blue is one color, perhaps, which is one way to sort of visualize the divine. And to give it the contrast, you have yellow. Amazing. Wow. And in fact, you know, blue and Mayura Mukuta, the peacock also symbolizes, they say, Mother Saraswati. The peacock also symbolizes prosperity. The peacock also is an epitome of beauty.
Beauty, yes. Beauty.
And they say that the peacock is formed from a feather of Garuda.
Okay.
And that is one interpretation. And you know, you have Lord Subramanya, who has the peacock as his vehicle. I mean, there are so many beautiful connotations of the peacock. But of course, the most beautiful imagery of the peacock is Lord Krishna.
Yes. The moment you see a peacock, you are reminded of Krishna.
Krishna.
Yeah, they are so intertwined.
Yes,
interlinked,
yes.
So much.
In fact, I'm reminded of how once in the Vrindavan hostel, we have that photo, isn't it, where Swami is showing how Krishna as a child was used to wear his turban. You know, when we are talking about Mayura Mukuta, Swami used to say that it was not as if, you know, Krishna was going around with a big crown all the time. He should just take a towel and, you know, tie it on his head, which would be just like a head scarf, or, you know, yes, like a turban, mini turban.
Yes.
And then, you know, Swami said that there'd be so many peacocks in Vrindavan that you would just take one feather which would be lying and, you know, just put it there, you know, just giving the peacock that honor. And, you know, he's the most beautiful one, and the peacock is, again, one of the most beautiful of his creations.
Yes.
And so...
It's a synergy.
It's a synergy, and, you know, so it's a very beautiful imagery that comes, which happened in Vrindavan, in the Vrindavan that Bhagwan created in Kali Yuga.
Yes.
And you have the next line, Vrindavana Sanchari. So, so you had actually the same Krishna replaying and reliving those beautiful moments that happened in Vrindavan way back in, you know, in the Dwapara age in Vrindavan. And you are so fortunate to be in Vrindavan and to be with Bhagwan's students and teach them and mentor them in Vrindavan.
It is home. It is home.
It is home, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, Vrindavan Sanchari, again, for anyone who has been in Vrindavan, you know, whenever you are in that campus, a lot of memories, a lot of those moments of learning, those moments of love that you have spent, yes, with Bhagwan come to your mind.
You know how much Bhagwan thinks of his devotees. His entire time he spent for the devotees, for the students. Once I remember, he was telling us about an incident. What happened? I will tell you with my experience about it. I was praying to Swami on a regular basis. I was starting to do this Namasmaran. Then I felt that I am not able to keep my Namasmaran, the tempo of my Namasmaran up. So I spoke to a warden, sir, Ravi Kumar sir. Then he said, why don't you try Ashtotram? So if you try Ashtotram, the thing is you will not get bored. There are names, so it will go in a cyclical fashion. And depending on the requirement, you can chant the name of your choice. Like sometimes if you are afraid, you can say Abhaya Pradaya Namaha or Prema Pradaya Namaha, Sarvabhaya Nivarani Namaha.
108 names.
108 names. So you could do that. So I was praying once to the to Swami sitting behind the bhajan group. Swami, I would like to know that my prayers are reaching you. I am going to chant Abhaya Pradaya Namaha. I want you to bless me with the Abhaya Hastam. The bhajan was going on that day. Swami was seated in the Shanti Vedika in Vrindavan. And I saw his left hand was across his it was placed on his right knee. Mm-hmm. And he did not use his left hand for thalam at all, the entire session of bhajan.
Mm-hmm.
And during that one of those bhajans, he just...
Many times Swami used both the hands.
Both the hands. He will place beat. It with his leg. He will keep he'll moving it. So we are all the time observing that. Because he would indicate when the bhajan should stop.
Yes.
So, and that day he did not use this left hand. And once during that entire bhajan, he lifted it, blessed me with the Abhayahasta and put it back. Now, that was my first experience with divinity, because he is in sync with my thought. And for a moment, I was like, wow, he blessed me.
Because you are chanting Abhaya Pradaya.
Yes. And my monkey mind is asking, is that for me?
Mm.
Then, Swami, if that is for me, then I notice that you did not use your left hand through the entire bhajan. Why did you not use it?
Mm.
So, that was the next question. That evening, Swami called us all for three sessions. Swami walked into the Trai and he was standing next to the Jula, and his question was, do you know why I did not use my left hand for bhajan playing thalam today?
Mm-hmm.
My God, I am sitting there like, this is the same question I have asked.
Tell me, Swami.
Yes, tell me. Then he says, see, 2 days back, I had opened, he has opened his pouch. When he opened his pouch, the nail cutter was open. So he has hurt his index finger in the left hand.
Mm-hmm.
And the boys who were next to Swami saw that, and then they immediately cleaned up the wound and then said, Swami, it is a pretty deep one, so Swami should wear a band-aid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to oblige them, Swami did wear a band-aid. Then Swami said, see, if I wear a band-aid and go for darshan, if my devotees see that my finger is hurt, they will feel very bad.
Mm-hmm.
But if I don't wear my band-aid, the students who are taking care of me will feel bad. So mm-hmm. what did I do? So when I come down for darshan, I would remove the band-aid, put it behind Trai door, give darshan, go back, wear the band-aid, and then go upstairs and report them, see, I am wearing the band-aid.
Oh.
So now he is ensuring that both groups of devotees and the students are happy.
Yeah. So that the devotees are not hurt, these boys also are not hurt.
How beautiful. Like he is beyond, like he is like so sensitive to even that the devotees should not feel hurt. So much of love. So definitely that Vrindavana Sanchari, when he would walk around, he will play around, he will be all that playful, at the same time so sensitive to each and every devotee sitting
and
there.
And since you are praying, in spite of that hurt, you know, since you are praying, he wanted to let you know that I am listening, and you know, he gave you that blessing.
Yes.
And you had the question, and he answered that also.
Yes. And it is a direct in one-on-one connection. So it is home. That is a play, right? It is a beautiful play.
Yes, yes. I mean, constantly. And we don't know how many more people's prayer got answered in that instant, you know.
Yes.
I mean, that is the multi-dimensional phenomenon that Bhagwan is, you know, just like this peacock's feather has, you know, so many feathers, and each one is so beautiful. The peacock, when it's in its full bloom.
Yes.
You know, I think that is how the Lord is, you know. His glory is like that, full bloom, and each one is beautiful, and every time, you know, He's there with us, we don't know how many hearts are opening up like that. Wow. Amazing. And, you know, as you go forward in this bhajan, you have Shankha Chakra Gada Padma Dhari. Again, each phrase here, each word here is so profound. Shankha is, you know, the conch, the most natural sound, I would say, you know, the most natural musical instrument.
To the Omkar, yes.
To the Omkar. Yes. I mean, what emerges out of the shank is Om.
Yes.
And in our ancient times, every auspicious thing began with Om. And I think that sound of shank is something that you can never sort of...
It elevates
no match,
your spirit. Yeah.
No match.
When you
know?
Hear it, yes.
Yeah, it's ethereal, actually.
Yes.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, so it represents, you know, the divine is represented by the sound of the shank, Om. That's what... If God has to be represented by sound, it is Om, and Shankh represents that. So that is what, he is the master of sound. Then you have Chakra. Chakra refers to the wheel of time. So he's again the master of past, present, future, the master of every moment, you know, as the wheel of time sort of rotates, it is purely because of him that time began, and to him that time again merges into.
Back.
I mean, that is what so beautifully conveyed. Then you have Gada. Gada represents strength. And I think all of us have seen the omnipotence of the Lord. And there's no match to what the Lord can do with a little finger. He lifted the Govardhana hill, yes. You know.
And also played arm wrestling with the boys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes. And very strong, yes.
Every time he is, you know, lifting the mountains of troubles of our life. And you have Padma. I think Padma, the lotus, again, is such a profound principle, I would say, you know, because the lotus is a flower which is all the time associated with the divine. You adore the divine as the lotus-eyed one, the lotus feet, the lotus hands of the Lord, you know. Every limb of the Lord is actually associated with the lotus. And
although it is from the slesh, it is never of the slesh.
Never of the slesh.
It is so detached.
Absolutely.
And it is so pristine, pure, doesn't matter wherever it is growing. Yes.
I think that's how Swami wanted all of us to be, isn't it? Yes. I mean, you be in the world, but let the world not be in you.
And once Bhagavan was telling us, see, when we are in the world, we are going to go through the vicissitudes of life, good, bad, praise, blame. So he told us how to handle praise and blame, like the lotus remain unattached. So Swami said, see, suppose somebody says that I am having African hair, Afro hair. Then Swami said, yeah, what he is telling is the truth. My hair is like that. So why should I be agitated? Why should I react to it? If somebody says that I am having crop cut, Swami just represented with his finger, crop cut. Mm. So what he is telling is not the truth.
Mm.
Then also why should I be agitated? So straightforward. So you don't need to react to any... means if it is the truth, you accept it, then you don't have to react. If it is the untruth, then you just know it is untruth, then also you don't have to react.
But so simple. That is not meant for you.
Yes. So then you remain unattached, detached about praise or blame. Both like Sarvadeva Namaskaram Keshavam Pratigachiti, Sarvadeva Tiraskaram Keshavam Pratigachiti. So simply whatever comes your way, you are not reacting to either of them.
Mm.
Then you can remain unattached like the lotus.
Like the lotus. Wow. I mean, if we can have this kind of an attitude in our daily interactions with people, in our daily process of living, I think we would have much more peaceful life, isn't
definitely, it? Definitely, definitely, yes. Because we are either suffering our memory, what happened in the past, and we are upset in the present, or we are suffering our imagination, what can happen in the future, and worrying about it in the present.
Yes. Or we are constantly worrying, why did that person say this? How could that person, you know, refer to me in this manner, you know?
Yes.
We just take all that very seriously. If like the lotus, whatever falls just only rolls down.
Yes. Right.
You know, then I think life would be much more simpler and...
fragrant.
Fragrant and at the same time, radiant. And we would become... so good that the Lord would want to be associated with us.
Right.
Just like the Lord wants to be always associated with the lotus.
Yes.
You know, the Lord wants to be associated with the flute. The Lord wants to be associated with the lotus. And I think, you know, that is how life can become so very beautiful. Krishna, Mukunda, Murari. I think that would be our moment of liberation.
Yes.
You know,
moment,
Mukunda is the one who gives us liberation.
Yeah,
Mukti.
If he detaches you from praise and blame, then you are absolutely detached with everything. So he has released you from birth and death because all this attachment is gone.
He's released you from all the other attachment to get attached only to God.
Only to him, yes.
And I think that is so beautifully conveyed. You know, so as we sing this, you sing this bhajan with joy. We sing with, you know, gratitude, Gopala, Govinda, and then you describe, you know, the Lord as the most beautiful one, you know. Think of him as, you know, the absolutely most bewitching person, you know, that could have ever filled my eyes with, and who is roaming all the time in the Vrindavan of my heart.
Yes.
You know, and then you go on and say that you are the most powerful one. You're not only the most beautiful one, because you're the master of time, you have the master of all strength, and you are the master of sound, you are master of everything, and then say that at the same time, you are beyond everything, you're, you know, nothing attaches you, and, oh Lord, bless me with that kind of a feeling, bless me with that kind of a sense of equipoise, so that I also experience that bliss that you are in, you know.
Yes.
the whole bhajan takes you to a different
level, yeah.
Level altogether.
Yes.
Wow. Amazing. I remember once, someone saying that every bhajan is actually Vedanta in a capsule.
Yeah. Waiting to be revealed.
Yeah. Yes. And that is how it is. It is just that we have to spend that time. We have to take the bhajan and make it our sadhana.
Yes. Then contemplate on it.
Yes. Yes. Then every bhajan can liberate us. Every time we sing a bhajan in a bhajan session, we would not be the same person again. Wonderful. Thank you so much, brother, for joining in this beautiful bhajan satsang.
Yes. Thank you, brother.
And every time we do this, you only feel so elevated. And thank you so much for this beautiful bhajan journey of bliss with the Lord.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. So that was Anand Kumar, an alumnus of Bhagwan's University, now serving as a faculty member in the Vrindavan campus of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. With that, let's move on to the final part of this program, where we will hear how this bhajan feels when sung in the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir. Again, as you listen, please join in and enjoy.
Gopal Govinda, Govinda Hare Murare.
Gopal Govinda, Govinda Hare Murare.
Gopal Govinda, Govinda Hare Murare.
That brings us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, please feel free to write to us. You can write to listener@radiosai.org. You can also WhatsApp us. Our number is 9393258258. Once again, 9393258258. Thank you so much for being with us through this melodious journey we offer with gratitude and love. This endeavor at His lotus feet. Thank you. Sai Ram.